The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Now let's go to Harley in the United States of America. This is a big decision in the federal court. Harley.
This was a federal judge in Washington, D.C., Alan, who has stopped oil and gas projects on government lands in Wyoming and effectively in many other places. The judge's name is Rudolph Contreras. He agreed with environmental groups that the Obama administration should have undertaken to analyze greenhouse gas impacts of all oil and gas projects on government lands before moving forward with the projects in Wyoming. Shale oil and fracking for deep oil reserves are big there. Undertaking an environmental analysis for all projects, past, present, and future, would take years and years to accomplish. The climate change activists are calling this a monumental ruling. They're celebrating, calling it a victory over Trump's pro-energy strategy, even though the lawsuit was filed in 2016 before Trump became president. The ruling, however, is certain to be appealed by the administration.
Oh, yes, unbelievable, just unbelievable. But then these people are everywhere. All these little lefties, all these little lefties, all these economic vandals. Now, spring flooding.
Well, you know, we've been talking about it. I mean, I think yesterday we did a little story that said it looked like it might be really bad. Now the U.S. Weather officials at NOAA, Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, are saying that we could be facing unprecedented major flooding this spring. They say 200 million Americans, that's nearly two-thirds of us, are at risk for some kind of flooding. About 13 million at risk for major inundation, 41 million for moderate flooding.
Hang on, Harley.
Harley. Yes.
Your previous story was about the federal court banning oil and gas exploration because of climate change. Under climate change, we were told it would never rain again. Now we're saying this could be historic spring flooding. Hello?
You know, I did a story just a few days ago about the fact that it wasn't long ago, matter of fact, in roughly 2000, there was a prediction of a global freeze.
Correct.
These people have been everywhere.
Everywhere, yep. And just a quick one on Friday, these abortion laws?
Yeah, well, this is in Mississippi. The state has a new law that says when an unborn baby has a beating heart, he or she is alive and must have the same constitutional rights that we all enjoy. Now, here's the controversy. Fetal heartbeats are typically about 6 weeks into the pregnancy, about the time a woman figures out she's carrying. The abortion opponents, of course, appreciate this, and the abortion rights people say it essentially outlaws abortions in Mississippi. It's really designed to force another Supreme Court review of the issue.
Interesting story. Good on you, Harley. Have a great weekend.